Hello, everybody. This is Rafal Davidovich, and welcome to the Explorations Podcast. This week is Parshas Ki Tsetse, which is the parsha with the most mitzvos of any parsha in the entire Torah. Not only does it have the most mitzvos, if you pay attention to the way that the parsha is structured, the mitzvos include everything under the sun. You have interpersonal mitzvos, you have mitzvos between us and God. You have war mitzvos, you have the justice system, you have individual mitzvos, you have ritual commandments, you have commandments that are mishpatim, every kind of mitzvah here, and it awfully seems like it's in no particular order whatsoever. In fact, Rashi does a beautiful job in his commentary throughout the parsha, not for every single mitzvah, but I would say for many of them, where he explains the connection between one mitzvah and another. So for example, the woman taken captive in war is the first passage in the parsha, and it leads to the second parsha, the second paragraph, having to do with inheritance, which is described as what to do if a man has two wives, one he loves and one he hates. So the one he hates is described by the rabbis as being the woman he captured in war. And this leads to the third passage in the Torah, which is the rebellious son. Then you have later on, there are mitzvos that have to do with proper weights and measures, followed by the laws of war, where Rashi says that this means that if people are not honest in business, then it will lead to war. Some of these connections seem tenuous. Some of them require some explanation. But one thing is clear. One thing leads to another. But why this mishmash? I often think that a parsha of this kind, Ki Tsetse, is the kind of parsha that would drive the Rambam crazy. The Rambam Maimonides, when he wrote his Code of Jewish Law, expressed the areas of halacha in very clear, cogent, linear terms. And yet this parsha is anything but linear. What is the point of this? I think that Rashi gives us a clue in the way that he explains the parsha. Because he says, look how one thing leads to another. For example, you do this mitzvah, you'll have a nice house. You'll have a nice garment. And one thing leading to another. What's the point that's being made over here? Exactly the point that the Torah is not a linear document. Not only that, the mitzvos are not linear either. I think what this parsha is telling us, the main lesson is telling us, is that one should think about the Torah as being a kind of game of pickup sticks, where you have all these sticks, and they're arranged in all sorts of haphazard ways, and when you try to lift one stick, it knocks all of the others off. It changes everything, so that it is not simply a matter of, well, here are the mitzvos having to do with Jewish holidays, and now here are the mitzvos having to do with proper business practices, and now here are the laws of war. It's a mishmash. What does it mean that the Torah is a mishmash? What lesson is there? What life lesson is there? I'll tell you what it is. It's the idea that everything includes everything else within it. If you take a look in most prayer books, in most Sidurim, you'll have a passage before a number of mitzvos where it says, when I do this mitzvah, may it be considered as if I did it and all the other of the 613 mitzvos that depend on it. So that a woman lights Shabbos candles, that affects her husband putting on tefillin. When a man puts on tefillin, it changes the nature of their Pesach. Person doesn't eat chametz on Pesach, it affects the way that he deals in business. One thing leads to another, and not in the linear sense. There's a story that's told about Rabbi Uri Zohar, who was considered the father of the Teshuvah movement in Israel. He is probably personally responsible for tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of Jews in Israel, adopting a Torah lifestyle. And he was once asked by someone, said, I'm studying Torah with a group of people, and we're not sure what we should commit to learn, what study. So Rabbi Uri Zohar told him, learn Masechta Bava Basra. What is Bava Basra about? It's about the laws of division of property, inheritance, proper documents of sale when selling property or selling movables. The person looked at Rabbi Zohar and he said, why should I learn that? Meaning, this none of these halachos would seem to have any direct relevance to the things that we'd like to see them growing in. Rabbi Zohar says, you don't believe in the power of the Torah? I remember when I heard that story, I thought, well, what does he mean by that? What he means by that is Parshas Ki Tsetse, because what he's saying is, it honestly doesn't matter where you start. because one thing is simply going to lead to another. Avera goreres avera, one sin leads to another, and mitzvah goreres mitzvah. And it doesn't matter what it is. Start the path and we'll take you in all sorts of Jeremy Baramy loop-de-loop ways of keeping the Torah one mitzvah after another. I know I've shared this thought in the past, but it's a thought that moves me so much that I apologize for those for whom this is a repetition. And I wish all of you a wonderful Shabbos.